Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of the exercise in action. The three items we're going to take are a shoe, a daisy, and a pocket knife. So I was on a meadow on my way to see my girlfriend when I saw the craziest sight. In the middle of this meadow was this old tennis shoe that was just lying there, half rotten to pieces. The interesting thing was, out of this tennis shoe seemed to be growing the most beautiful daisy. I thought to myself, what a strange sight, a daisy growing out of a shoe. So I thought to myself, wouldn't this make a great present for my girlfriend who happens to be called Daisy? So I went over and I tried to pluck this daisy, but do you know what? It was such a tough flower, I couldn't pluck it. Eventually, I had to actually reach inside my back pocket, pull out my pocket knife, and cut the daisy. But seeing as it was growing in such a unique place, I didn't cut the daisy out of the shoe. I cut from underneath the shoe, and I picked up the shoe, put it in a box, and I brought the daisy in a shoe to Daisy, who loves shoes, by the way. Now, every year at her birthday, Daisy, who loves shoes, reminds me of how much she loves the daisy in a shoe that I gave her. Again, notice how this is not the world's greatest story. However, it does all the things it needs to do. It is training your neurology to tell good stories, incorporate material you want to incorporate, and to go through the three pillars of storytelling. If you can do these things, good stories will start flowing more and more. So now it's your turn. Start practicing doing these things. On the next track, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of items to incorporate into different stories. But really, the skill comes when you start looking into your environment and using that as inspiration. The way I like to think of this is like that film Usual Suspects, in which the main character makes up the most wonderful story of these criminals and how they got to this particular stage in a heist by looking around the office of the interviewing police officer and using a name here, a plaque there, something lifted from a newspaper over there as inspiration for weaving together the most intriguing and real sounding story. This is a very important skill, so take time to really practice it thoroughly.